Right, so I'm recording in the car because it's the only place my phone can charge. We've brought a few battery packs with us, but it is gone. So, yeah, so it's nice sitting in the car, a little bit of quiet. It's 7:15. We're about to go to bed. It's so good. It's, man. I mean, most nights, the kids are usually, we've just chucked the kids in bed. Then we've got to, like, tidy up the house and do the dishes and have showers ourselves and get tomorrow ready and all that sort of crap. So it's like, it's pretty nice. I mean, the other big reason we're going to go to bed hell early is because this guy, bloody idiot. Shouldn't really talk about myself like that, but yeah, unfortunately, it was a bit of a foolish mistake I made. I was sitting under the shade of the trees, nonetheless. Reading books while I was holding Sterling, and obviously with the sensitivity of a newborn skin, he burned on one side of his face. Like, nothing, not like, obviously it's not anything bad, literally just sitting, but it's just like anything newborn, like the mildest discomfort is just, excruciating for them. So we, unfortunately, I think we're in for a pretty ordinary night. It's been kind of getting worse and worse, and he'll just crack off in the middle of, like, for no reason. So we're kind of anticipating there might be a few late night drives tonight. So we're kind of getting ready for that. There was, I didn't really take any notes today. Kind of dropped the ball today a little bit. I've actually been thinking that because, taking these notes and that, like, maybe, I don't know, I'm feeling already like it's a little bit stale. And so maybe I'll flag the notes and then just kind of talk about what's top of mind. And maybe the act of recalling the day would probably, like, inspire a bit more memory recall. Maybe it's like a muscle, I feel that for the most part, my memory's pretty good, but yeah, maybe that'll kind of help it. But yeah, so today we ended up packing up and we shot to a little little beach nearby, and it was really cool. The guys tried fishing but got nothing. It was useless. So they did that, and I kid you not. Oh man, literally, like, 'cause Beck loves fishing. I hate fishing. Although I was speaking with a friend of mine who's a mad fisherman, he's got a boat and all that, and he was saying, he's like, "Oh, Billy, like, I don't go fishing, I go catching." And I was like, "Okay, that's my problem, is that I don't go catching." So in times past, I just end up sacrificing tackle and saying naughty words. So my idea of fishing is, if I'm gonna go fishing, I'm gonna go catch fish. I'm not gonna go there and, plonk a line in the water and then just drink beer. Like, I'm just gotta drink beer. Like, so to me, that's kind of where I was at with that. But so, like, yes, anyway, so Beck went and, like, I set up camp and all that. Or the whatever, temporary camp for the on the beach. Beck went through a line in with Mitch and the kids and all that, and took me about an hour to get Sterling, just because he was so restless and uncomfortable, and rightly so. Took me about an hour, probably a bit longer, just to get him to go to sleep. So finally got the concoction right, the right position, all that sort of thing. Got the windbreaks in the right place and all that sort of crap. And then the Eli and the girls got the bike bogged, so I had to go pull the bike out. So did that, came back, and then Eliza was just in, just she was just a mess. And one thing I've already noticed actually about reflecting every day is that I've noticed a my tolerance for frustration, in a good sense. Sorry, maybe no. So my patience. Sorry, tolerance for frustration has got to be the worst way to describe patience. My patience has been getting really good. Even times with, like, Eliza, where today is, and this is why I bring it up, is today that she was just, like, irrational, just like crying and screaming over just like the most basic things. But I think one of the like attributes of a matured man, and I don't, it sounds so egotistical to say that because obviously I'm referring to myself in this instance, but I also, whenever I look around other men that I know who are like mature and carry like a presence about themselves, is that they're just not swayed. And I'm finding that, like, and not to say that, you know, being grounded and not being swayed is particularly like emblematic of being patient. But you know, there's this great quote that I love, and it says, "No matter how the wind howls, it cannot move the mountain." You know, and I've had moments in my relationship with Beck where she's, you know, she's had times where she's been very, emotional is too crass of a word. The best way I can describe it is that she needs stability, and she needs the comfort knowing. And I don't think this is just that, like, necessarily women. I think that, like, everybody's places, like, you know, I lean on my friends at times. I'm just like, yo, I'm freaking out right now. Like, I need a hand. And I know that I have the privilege of being able to be that man for Beck, or be that person for Beck. So, yeah, and the times where there's been a couple times where, all right, well, actually, you know what, I've got permission from Beck to talk about her sex life. So, obviously I'm going to be, considerate around that, because it's not anything that I think should be completely exposed, but also I don't think it's a taboo subject. You know, we've been married 11 years and we've got 4 kids, so it's not like it doesn't happen. And so this is the best example I can think of, when it comes to like where being grounded, was exactly what she needed. And so, I'll come back to this analogy in a second, but I remember this one time, like, we both come from religious backgrounds, right? So there's this whole, like, it's no one ever explicitly says in the church that sex is wrong, but it's certainly demonized in a way that, you know, you shouldn't even think, like, don't even think about lusting, because that's, like, there's a transgression, I can't remember. Transgression's when you do the act, and then there's, like, another term for sin, I can't remember what it is, when you're actually thinking about it. But yeah, so even like thinking about something wrong is like big bad. And so I know for us, there was certainly a like overcoming, even in the context of, like, you know, we both got married virgins, even in the context of, like, okay, it's all good in, like, you're married, like, do whatever you want now. And it was still taboo. You know, so it took us a long time to get over it. And there's certainly a lot of like repression and all that sort of stuff that you got to kind of work through. And we, so I remember going back to the whole stability thing. I remember we were, that was just all context, right? Is that we were in bed, and there was this time where like Beck just wasn't, she just wasn't into it. Hey, like, it just had very little drive. And she was hell upset and beating herself up. And she was just like, oh, you know, like, and I was like, what's going on? And she's like, I don't really want to say, like, I don't want to hurt you. And I was like, listen, like, I've got broad shoulders. Just say what you need to say. And so she said, I'm just not, like, sexually attracted to you. Boom, cries, tears. And she was lying on my chest and was crying and shit. And I just said to her, I was just like, this is the coolest shit ever. This is some boss move, right? I said to her, I was just like, babe, you can't, there's nothing you can do that can shake me. Right. And you don't reckon we had the best sex? It was literally just like, boom, opposite. That was like, I could not have said a better line than that. And she went from being like, so like, unstable. I'm just like, I'm not in like a mental health, you know, suicide way. Not at all. Just like, there was just no stability. She was like freaking out. And I just hit her with that one. I just said to her, I was like, listen, like, you can't shake me. And that was it. It was literally night and day. Instantly, she was like calm, confident, and there was an element of security. It was incredible. And so that's one of the things that, like, even, I think that was, like, I already knew it in theory, There's an incredible book, Way of the Superior Man. Highly recommend it to everyone, every man. Women will probably get something out of it, but I kid you not, there's going to be so much shit in there. You're going to go, there's no way, that's disgusting, right? But it is exactly how men think. So if you're a woman, read it at your peril. You're welcome to. Every dude, you're going to read it and go, uh-huh. So highly recommend. One of the things he says in there, and again, whether this is actually like women would agree with it or not, every dude I know who's applied the principle, it works. And so what he says is like, you know, women are all powerful in no particular direction at once, just like the ocean. They are a force to be reckoned with, and everybody knows it. Like, women are everything. And I don't mean that in like a sexual objectifying way or anything like that, but like, what I realize is, for the most part, like, I provide Beck the house, she makes it a home. I provide the ingredients, she makes it a meal. Like, and everything that I, like, my job for the most part is to go out and bring in, and then she takes that and amplifies it. And how stale and boring and soulless would our lives be if she wasn't that person? So, and not to say that she doesn't have the capacity to go out and, you know, make bacon and all that. That's not the case. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is everything that, like, she is so much better in so many areas. And we're very conscious that we're complementary. We don't compete. You know, Beck is exceptional at what she's exceptional at. And I'm exceptional at what I'm exceptional at. And we play to each other's strengths, and we let each other play to each other's strengths. And I think that's valuable. But, yeah, so anyway, that whole, like, no... Oh, yeah, so women are all powerful, like the ocean. Just don't, like, you'll get chewed up and spat out if you fuck with them, eh? And all men know it. Men think we're tough, bro. We are just... We're at the mercies of women, and we all know it. So, whereas, like, men are like the rivers and the streams, where it's very intentional, directional, when you strategize. So, like, one of the biggest things that I took out of this book was about, like, you know, when everything's going crazy, like, you don't want to try and suppress the ocean, because that's just going to blow up in your face. You want to get into the muck and then just channel the energy. And this is exactly what happens now. Like, whenever Beck's emotional and wild and that sort of thing, the worst thing I can do is try and stop it. The worst thing I can do is ignore it. The thing is, I've got to dive right into it and just be like, hey, what's going on? Like, I come in, I provide the calm and stability, and man, it is absolutely magical. So, and even just like, I dropped the ball today. Obviously out here today was payroll and all that. So out here it was a dog's brekkie trying to get all the bills paid and stuff like that, because I only have my phone. We're halfway to Esperance when I realized we forgot my laptop. So just trying to make that happen was a pain in the ass. Yeah, so did that, which is good. Obviously, ended up getting paid in the end, but yeah, it took a fair while. And it was like right around lunchtime when everything was just, it was chaos. It was carnage. Like, kids going feral, kids meant to be napping, the whole shooting match. It was just a dog's breakfast. So yeah. But yeah, no, what else? What about today? Tilly. Goodness me. She's been so sweet. You know, one of the things that I realize... This kind of ties in with the patience thing, but one of the things I realize, whenever we go away, like, we're so insulated from all the other crap about life that we're able to be just here. Like, you are where your feet are. And Tilly, gosh, she feels so much. Hey, she's got such a short fuse, but man, she feels big. And it's good and it's bad. And when it's good, man. And when it's bad, it's bad. And today, like, the amount of time she came up to me, she was just like, Dad, like, I really love you. Dad, I love you. And she would just come over and she would, like, stare directly in my eyes and just be like, Dad, can I... What did she say? We're in the car or something. She said, oh, Dad, can I tell you something? I was like, yeah, babe. She's like, Dad, I really love you. And It's really nice. Yeah. I love my kids. I really love my kids. Yeah. If I'm to be truly honest, sometimes I feel quite guilty. Like, dude, we just didn't know how to navigate two kids at the start, hey? Like, we were just so useless. We were. Both Beck and I feel like we dropped the ball with Tilly a little bit. So it's really, really nice to hear that. Yeah. It's been a really good trip. We're 2 days in, we've got another 4 or 5 left. Yeah. Anyway. I think it's about enough. Oh, is there anything else I wanted to go over today? I'll see kind of how this format follows for the next few days, but I might start talking to myself in the future instead of just talking to whoever's listening. Kind of just bringing myself up to scratch on what's going on in my life. I feel like that feels like a really nice format. And just kind of do it in a way where it's like, you know, if you guys get to listen, then, you know, lucky you. But otherwise, it's just I'm talking to me. And that feels like a really nice format. So I might do that. Kind of leave myself... it's kind of cool. Leave myself notes in the future. You know what? I think I would like to listen to that more anyway. I think I might do that. We'll see. I might start tomorrow. It'll feel really weird. That's going to feel so weird. But if there's one thing I like, it's a great quote. It says, do it dirty. Don't do it right. Just get it done. Start doing it. Do it dirty. So, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I nearly buggered the quad. I was, like, hooking it along the beach. That little thing, it does, like, 50 km/h, which is really surprising. It's only a little 90cc, but it's two-stroke, so... Yeah, little quad just hooks it, eh? It's such a piece of crap. The kids loved it, so we, like, hooked it right around the bay. And there was this, like, wave coming in. And I went a bit too deep in it and nearly ripped my thong and nearly, like, buggered my foot and the whole lot. Yeah, it was going to turn into a shit show real fast, eh? So, yeah, that was funny. And then I thought I completely buggered it, but I think we just got a bit of water on the spark plug, so kind of just dried that out a little bit. Yeah, left it to dry. Came good. Fired it up, rode it back. So, I was lucky. I thought we were going to have to buy a new quad. Yeah. Yeah. I love my family. Oh, and we're paying the second installment for the app development today too. Tomorrow. Sorry, we maxed out our payments today. So, yeah, we're paying that tomorrow. It's another $25,000, which is pretty significant. And, yeah, then it's game on getting that app developed. It's going to be so much better. Still going to be a web app, but man, for the most part, web apps are pretty damn good. They're pretty good. So, yeah. So that's going to be cool. So we are developing that very, very soon. But like Apple Pay and everything else integrated. Yeah. All right. Love you guys. Talk tomorrow.